The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to say a few words about the practice this morning, it might be possible to divide up our view of our experience, how we see or interpret our experience, into two very general categories. And it's a little bit important because mindfulness practice has a lot to do with being present for what's going on, what's happening. And so there's two ways of understanding what's happening. One that inspires a lot of people is to see how whatever's happening is interconnected with a lot of other things, how things arise dependent on other conditions. And some people, the kind of one end of that idea is that you see the causes of things. Even without seeing the cause, you see the interconnected nature of phenomena. The other view is that each thing that occurs, occurs completely by itself. Or to say maybe more accurately, how we experience it. We experience it in its pristine simplicity of the moment. That one experience, it's just an experience in itself. So we hear the cars go by, the sound of the car. We can be aware that this sound is arising dependent upon the kind of tires they have and the kind of asphalt we have and motor going by and someone driving it and there's all and how little sound insulation we have in these windows, and there's all these interconnected things that kind of come together to make that sound. Or we can just be aware of the pristine simplicity of the experience of the sound by itself. You know, it comes, it goes, it just you know, as if it's a singular event, all by itself, all alone, just the sound of the car. No before and after, no thoughts connecting it to anything else. To see it, things like interconnected, like the cars and the wheels and the roads and all these things, requires a certain degree of cognitive functioning, of thinking, and it's a little more complicated for the mind to see it, even though it can be a profound insight. And to just have this radical simplicity of thing. So we sit here and meditate the radical simplicity of just the inhalation, just the movement of the chest or the sensations of breathing in, just standing by itself, with no before and after, no connection to anything else. Just you know, if you're aware of the chest expanding as you breathe in, just aware of the pressure and the tautness and the movement. Just each of those by itself as if it's its own independent, completely unique, special event. Just here, just this. If there's a itch, it's the pristine simplicity of just an itch, nothing else, just an itch. Or if you're irritated or impatient because of the itch, the pristine simplicity of a moment of irritation, how simple can it be? It is so simple that it's not even you being irritated, because that's making a connection with you and everything you think about who you are. Or you might connect it to, you know, if this doesn't stop, I'm okay for a few seconds, but if it doesn't stop in 5 seconds, this is going to be way too difficult for me, and, you know, and so we're connecting it to the future. So there are all kinds of connections we make to it, but what's it like to just have the simple experience of itching or simple experience of irritation with, you know, not even anyone experiencing it or doing it, just a moment. So what I'm trying to convey, it's possible to have a kind of mindfulness where each thing that occurs, it's seen in its, if you allow me this kind of hyperbole kind of language, the simple glory of each thing by itself, the simple kind of spectacularness of this moment of experience, no before and after, just this, your walking meditation, just this step touching the ground, no before and after. So no idea of going anywhere, no idea of getting anything, no measuring it against your concentration or how mindful you are, or no, you know, more complex, just the contact of the soul against the ground. Just that. Pristine simplicity of each thing. So what I'd like to recommend for this morning, if this is understandable, see if you could, maybe more than you normally would, see if you can kind of experience whatever's happening in its most simple nature, the most simple, radical, as if there's no before and after, no interconnectedness to anything. It's just a moment that's there, an experience that's just there. And one of the things you might, if you really get into it and can be present, one of the things you might start noticing is how the mind weaves things together. The mind is a weaver of weaving things together over time, weaving the interdependent nature of things, weaving the making the connections between past, present, and future. The mind is a weaves things together. But the weaving doesn't have to happen. The weaving is just its own simple moment of perfection. Just, oh look, there's the thread and the needle operating. There's the mind thinking. There's something very freeing about just being aware of the simplest possible pristine moment of an experience in and of itself, as if there's no before and after, just now. So I hope that you enjoy that, and if it's not understandable, you're welcome to be more complicated.